Welcome to the Classies Podcast. I'm your lovely host today. I'm Trevor Sane, and I have a real special guest with me today. This time it's a legit guest, and it's not a friend that I found from school. Everybody, welcome Rob McLean.
Are you saying I'm not your friend?
I'm saying you're not one of my friends from school.
Oh,
you're like
okay,
a legit guest.
Yeah. Wow, legit guest. That might be the first time I've ever been called that. I appreciate that.
Not even on public radios that he's been on. He's just someone.
Just a guy.
Just a guy.
The guy with the guitar.
Well, this is your first time on the Classies Podcast. Why don't you let the listeners get to know a little about you?
Man, well, like Trevor said, my name's Rob McLean, and I grew up in Branson, Missouri, and I play music, I write songs. I'm also a youth pastor currently. And working at First Presbyterian Church. And yeah, I mean, that's it, man. Just trying to write some songs and impact some lives in whatever way I can, whether that's through the church or through music or you name it.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people listening right now may be like, ooh, what's music got to do with movies and stuff? Because we're a movie podcast. The thing is, in movies, there's always music there. Without the music, it wouldn't be a movie.
True, though.
But I guess we'll start off with some simple rapid-fire questions.
Okay. Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right. Question number one, what's your all-time favorite movie?
I really love... All-time favorite movie, I really love. And this isn't really a fair question. I love Les Mis.
That's a musical?
Yeah. But I also like the older movie, too. That's good. That might be one of my favorites. Hot Rod is another one.
What's your all-time favorite TV show?
Man, I don't really watch a whole lot of TV. Do Netflix shows count?
Absolutely.
Netflix show, oof. Downton Abbey is up there. I also watched Narcos about Pablo Escobar. That was really good. When I was younger, Boy Meets World. I loved Boy Meets World. I can't think of...
anything else?
Yeah, there are no other shows.
Favorite actor, actress, I guess?
Man, gotta show some love to Will Smith. Always love him.
He's pretty good.
He's always in. He's in great films. Except for that new one that's on Netflix. I heard that was pretty terrible. What was it called? Bright?
Yeah.
I was like Star, Shine. I can't remember. I heard that was really bad.
Shine.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, I heard it was bad, so... I didn't go see it. By go see it, I mean I didn't sit on my couch and watch it.
Do you have any favorite like film directors or creators in general?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not really any that I follow per se.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like this. I like this real indie guy. His name is Trevor.
Yeah.
I think he runs like Classy Studios, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
I was going to say Trevor, but, you know, I didn't know if local sensations counted.
No, absolutely, man.
Oh, well, dude, hands down, Trevor Sane, Classy Studios.
Oh, man. Great.
Yeah. Great.
Well, enough joshing around the bush right now. let's get into some topics, man.
Let's do this.
So let's talk about the first movie tonight. Let's talk about The Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah.
And is it still great? Because I don't think it's being shown in theaters anymore by this point.
Yeah, I heard that it wasn't. Last I heard, it was in one more theater.
One more theater.
Theater. Mm-hmm. Up in Springfield. And they weren't showing it in Branson anymore.
Got to make way for that Black Panther money. Mm. Anyways.
All that BP money.
Anyways, The Greatest Showman was a musical movie biopic about the man B.T. Barnum. It stars Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And what's his face from High School Musical?
As Troy Bolton.
Troy Bolton and Zooey Deschanel.
Wait, she was in that?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, man, she was good in that movie.
Anyways.
No, what's her name? Zendaya. Zendaya?
It's Zendaya. It's Zendaya. Another Disney actress.
Really?
Yeah.
What was she in? Do you know? I have no idea.
I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I just know that she's a very popular Disney actress. So we got two of those in this movie.
Cool.
All right. Let's just go off with general thoughts.
Man, general thoughts on The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Man, best movie that I have seen in the last year.
Really?
Yeah. Hands down.
Any reason?
It was the only movie that I've seen in the past year.
I mean, that'll make it.
Man, no, it was so good. The music started, you know, whoa, and you're like, whoa. And, you know, and it was so in your face that it was saying, without saying, man, buckle up.
Buckle up.
This is about to get rowdy. And, oh, man, it was so cool. I will say, whenever he first started singing, I was kind of like, this is a little weird. But it really got better instantly after that, and it was incredible the rest of the
time. You kind of just got used to it.
It was so good. I mean, the storyline was, it was a storyline.
It was pretty run-of-the-mill.
It was very run-of-the-mill. It was super average. Yeah. As far as that goes, but it was so good. The music was so good.
It is actually very fascinating, this movie, because it's one of those movies that for some reason breaks out and becomes super popular, and a lot of people don't know why. Because whenever you look at the movie critically and just like generalization, it's a really basic movie. Like there's it doesn't have super special effects. The sets are pretty simple. The storyline, as you said, is pretty just by the numbers. But for some reason, whenever the movie hit theaters, it just exploded. Like, everybody loved this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those weird phenomenons, because last time I checked, I saw the trailer whenever it first came out for this movie. And whenever I saw it, I was like, nothing. It's just one of those movies that you get once in a while. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it just exploded, and I still have no idea how. I guess it's just because it's got this energy and, like, just it's all around fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's bright. It's I mean, even the sad songs, there aren't really a lot of sad songs in the movie, but even the sadder ones or songs they sing or play during times of like conflict in the film are even bright.
Yeah.
And so they're all very
like the stars.
Yes. Like Will Smith. No, they're they all kind of have the same poppy sound.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's kind of an LA song, you know, music composition deal. I did hear that the same people who did the soundtrack for La La Land, it was either the soundtrack or choreography or something, where I think it was the soundtrack, the composers were the same for La La Land as they were for The Greatest Showman.
I can believe that.
So I'm going to be really interested to see, you know, when it comes back around to awards season, how the movie does. Because La La Land did so well. I will say about your you know, your point, it kind of came out of the woodwork. I didn't even know what the movie was. I didn't know it existed.
Really?
Somebody asked me about it and said, oh my gosh, are you going to see The Greatest Showman? I said, yeah, of course. Of course I am.
How Rob gets through life.
Yeah. I was like, uh-huh. I can't wait to see it. And I go, tell me why you want to see it. And this person was just telling me about it. And I had no idea. And then I said, okay. I'll go see it. Greatest choice of 2017.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of the bandwagon. I was more of the guy who saw the bandwagon leaving, and then I'm like, I'll follow it.
Yeah.
That's me with everything.
Well, it's like at least you like saw it the year it actually came out. I was like, true. I was like on the tail end of whenever it started leaving theaters. But no,
you still saw it.
Yeah, I still saw it, and I thoroughly actually really liked it. It's like whenever I was going in, I was expecting it was like, oh, it's probably just like the songs are the best part, and I'm going to be bored through this movie through my skull.
Yeah.
But it was like, I actually liked everybody. Like, the actors were not bad. They were, they felt like that they were having fun.
Yeah. When they looked like, I heard that whatever, the girl that Zac Efron falls in love with. She was like a gymnast or something. No, wait, maybe she wasn't a gymnast or she had never done.
I think what the story you're hearing is that,
is it fake news?
She never did a trapeze.
That
ever.
Was it. She had never done like gymnastics or anything or something.
Nothing
like that.
And so she had to like train her whole body to be prepared for it.
Man, I'll tell you, Rewrite the Stars. Amazing scene. Everything, my senses were going nuts. It was so, I almost cried actually.
Is that your favorite song?
I don't know if it's my favorite song.
Let's get into that then.
Yeah.
What was your favorite song? Because, I mean, that's a huge part of this movie, so.
A Million Dreams is really good.
Absolutely.
I'm Tired of Never Enough or whatever.
Which one was
the
never?
One that the opera lady sings, you know, the love interest.
See, I thought that
I hate that. I don't hate
I
that song.
Whenever I came out of the theater, I thought that song was going to be like the big one.
It is. It's the one that everyone
really
sings, and anyone who can sing loud tries to sing that. Kind of like when Chris Stapleton came out with Tennessee Whiskey, and it was like anyone with a loud voice was like, "Oh, listen to me do this song." That's kind of like, so it's just kind of overplayed for me.
See, whenever I came out of the theater, I thought it would be the first song, Greatest Showman, or...
Oh, that's such a good song.
Or Look at Me Now, or not? No, not that. It was the song that the bearded lady sang.
But I can see who I am.
Yeah, that song. I thought those two were going to be like the big ones. Yeah.
This is me.
There we go. This is me.
Okay. That's it. This is me.
Yeah,
here
I thought
am.
That was going to be like
this
the big
is me.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great song too, man. They're all good. Yeah, they're all good.
I personally...
Except for the opera song. Here's my thing with the opera song. It isn't an opera song. You realize, like, if people paid that much money to go see the opera and listen to a world famous opera singer, she would not stand on the stage and go, never, not, like, she would not sing that song. And that was the hard part. But I get it because it's 2018 and yada, yada, yada. Opera's not cool.
So that means it's cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I personally, my two favorite songs that I did nothing but listen to afterwards were Million Dreams and On the Other Side. The Other Side.
That was a good...
I like both of those songs because the first one, I really liked the contrast between the kid and Hugh Jackman singing.
Yes. And, oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah. And then the second one I just like because the visuals in the movie were really cool, like the choreography.
Oh, so cool.
And just how like fun and kind of fast that song was, I really liked. Like it wasn't loud and bombastic
Take
like the first
to
song.
The other side.
But I just like how fast and like fun it was.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there are any songs on there that I missed. I'm looking up the soundtrack.
Probably the ending song where it's like, come on, let's go back to the circus. where like all the people are.
Come on, let's go back to the circus. Let's go back to the circus.
No, there was an ending song there. There was a song that he sang to his children that I can't remember right now.
Oh, Come Alive is so good, too. Tightrope is my least favorite song.
Which one was Tightrope?
Walking this tightrope with you. Doo, 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 doo.
I don't remember that. Oh, boy.
Let me skip forward here.
Okay. Yeah.
Walking the tightrope.
Yeah, that's probably my
also podcast favorite. Instantly demonetized.
Cut that part out.
Cut that part out.
Yeah, sorry. Cut that out.
No, that's fine.
I just played a song from the soundtrack on the mic. We had to cut it out.
It's fine.
From now on. From now on. Yeah, yeah. That may be my favorite song.
From now on.
Yeah.
Few extra things from this movie that I took away was one. I'm surprised it's not a play.
Yes,
that's what I'm super surprised by, because it's not like super heavy in as I said, like set designs or visuals. You could easily make this into a play, super easy.
Super easy. Do you think they will? Do you think they'll make some kind of?
If DVD sales are really good, I think it will be. Because we already proved that the theater sales were through the freaking roof.
Yeah.
But it will have to stand the test of time, yeah. I guess, to see if they want to make a play.
Hmm.
So.
Well, no doubt, if it really is the greatest show, I think it will.
Man, well, let's move on to another movie. This one's a little bit more recent.
Oh, okay. I love recent movies. These are actually if it's the one that I think you're thinking of, one of these are the two. I'm two for two out of movies that I've seen in the last, like, since the new Star Wars came out.
Yeah.
The first of the new, second of the, you know how they came out with three new ones?
Yeah.
This, I haven't seen Rogue the newest one. Yes, Rogue One. I couldn't remember which order it was.
Yeah. Rogue One was the last one.
Yeah, that was like the last movie.
The most recent one.
Yeah. That was the last movie that I went and saw. Just a couple years ago, I think.
Nailed it. No, but let's move on to the Black Panther.
That was so dumb. I'm sorry.
Can I have that sound effect every time Black Panther like swipes his claws in the movie?
What's that thing they do? The
oh yeah, the
what, this salute thing.
Anyways, Black Panther. Both you and me saw this movie twice.
Yeah.
oh no.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry about that, this listeners.
This is uncalled for.
I'm in a new recording space and everything's terrifying. It just happens to be that Rob is the most popular guy I know also.
No.
He's getting all these messages.
So many. I'm going to turn off my notification.
One of them's like, can you have a record deal? Another one's like, could you play in L.A. for us? I mean, so many.
Yeah, I was like, dude. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Anyways, I'll keep talking. Black Panther. Black Panther is the most recent movie of Marvel movies to come out this year. It stars Chadwick Boseman and was directed by, oh man, I make myself look like an idiot today. It was directed by guy who did Creed.
Creed like the band?
No.
Oh. Sorry.
No, the movie Creed. Anyways, so both you and me saw this movie twice. One at probably a reasonable time. The other one not so reasonable.
No, totally not reasonable at all. It's super last minute.
It was so last minute. But what were your overall thoughts, I guess?
Man, Black Panther. Well, first of all, I don't think,
Ryan Coogler is the director, by the way.
Oh, there it is, Ryan Coogler. That guy. Yeah.
Okay.
He did a great job. Another movie that I hadn't even heard of, didn't even know.
Really?
I am not in the movie realm. Okay. Greatest Showman, didn't hear about until that encounter. Black Panther, I didn't even know anything about until that video of the kids started going around. I saw it on Instagram. Did you see it was the kids, the students dancing on the tables and stuff? I saw that, and it you know, the caption said, you know, when the students found out, we get to cancel class and go see the go see Black Panther. And I was like, what is this Black Panther movie? Because these kids are hype about it right now. And so then I heard that it was a superhero movie, and then I saw all the garbage. First of all, I try to pretty much stay off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it because for...
It's kind of your job.
For music purposes, you know, different things like that. I mean, like, I have to be present. But personally, I'm just not a fan. It's a bunch of garbage in a lot of ways. There are a lot of good things. But that said, all the drama about that film that took place, were you kind of aware of any of that? There's just a lot of garbage.
I was aware of some stuff.
Yeah, there was just a lot of garbage. And because... you know, virtually all the cast was African American, and so there was this whole big hoopla, you know, whatever, that we won't get into. But so I hadn't even heard of it,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw all of that. Which, first of all, whenever I hear that kind of thing, I go, okay, this is probably super ridiculous. But then I went and saw the movie, and it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. The action was great, and it was, like, just the right kind of action, like, amount-wise. It wasn't, like, was it the second Transformers that was just totally ridiculous? Do you remember?
Oh, I remember the second one.
Was it the second one?
There's a lot of garbage.
The third one. There was one of the Transformers I remember, I think it was in high school, came out, and it was the second or the third, and all the reviews were, like, all they did was blow stuff up. That was the whole film. They were just like,
that was the second one.
Yeah. And I didn't feel that way with Black Panther. It seemed very appropriate. It seemed really cool. Also, on a cultural note, it was awesome, you know, from that perspective, being able to incorporate people who in our country are, you know, minorities, and then be able to see that portrayed in the way that it was, and it was really cool. And you know, I've been able to have a lot of conversations with people about, well, not a lot, a few conversations with people about that, about, you know, what that means and how cool that was. So cultural standpoint, super tight. Good movie standpoint, super tight. 10 out of 10. My unprofessional movie rating, it's a 10. I loved it.
Whenever I went and saw this movie afterwards, I was so, like, hype and, like, jacked. Because it, usually whenever, like, January, February, all those months come around, I'm usually, like, burnt out and I don't want to go see movies because I, like, spent the last, like, couple months seeing every movie ever. And so I'm like, oh, another movie. But after I was done, I'm like, I want to see every movie ever now.
Mm-hmm.
So it, like, got me, like, re-energized again for the year.
Yeah.
And this movie, it's just so good. It's like, I personally think it's one of the most beautiful Marvel movies have done. Like, just from, like, the scenery point of view, and also just how their society looks.
Totally.
It looks like it's real. Like, I feel like it could be a place that you go to.
Yeah.
It's like fully realized and how like it's a mixture of like fantasy sci-fi and it's just really cool. And also I think it's one of the first Marvel movies that I came out of where I'm like, I need to hear the soundtrack again.
Wow.
Because there was like points where I was like hearing like the soundtrack throughout the movie and it was just like so different. I had never heard anything like this before.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I need to hear these like tracks again.
Hmm.
And I like saw interviews with Ryan Coogler talking about what he chose for the decisions in this movie. And they're like, he's got like this like deep, rich lore of like, he knows like everything about like Africa. It's so impressive. Like he talks about like just one scene in general, the casino scene in Korea. He like he did a video where he talks about that scene and there's like layers of like symbolism and like just like thought out stuff that if you saw the movie once, you'd never notice it. Even if you saw it a second time, you'd never notice it. It's like, he thought of, like, everything.
Absolutely. It was so real, especially for being something that was so fake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
everything was totally fake.
Yeah. I also, personally, I really liked that the secondary villain, Claw.
Mm.
He was played by Andy Serkis, who is very famous for motion capture. He did all the ape movies, Planet of the Ape movies.
Oh yeah.
He plays Snoke from Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. He's also Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
No.
Yes.
I love that guy.
He is famous for doing motion capture. So
he's done great roles.
So if you see him like with no motion capture and he's live action, it's very rare.
Wow.
And seeing him in this movie makes me want to see him do more live action stuff again because it made me realize how good of an actor he was.
So he's the guy who crawls around in the funny suit and like does all that stuff for Gollum?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. He's the one who basically reinvented that stuff. Like he made his own studio that does motion capture.
Wow.
Like if you want a movie that has really good motion capture, he's basically the guy you go to.
Wow.
Yeah. He's such a smart guy.
Yeah.
But
I'd say.
But in this movie I loved him and I also love Michael B. Jordan in this movie.
Yeah.
I think he's one of Marvel's best villains.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where it's from a standpoint of, oh, I get how you're so messed up.
Yeah.
Because you legit haven't had it fairly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like sad in a way because
he
grew up being this like terrible person, but you see why. It's not just because he wants to kill people.
Yeah.
It's exactly. He's got reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's absolutely. You get a bit of the backstory in, you know, one of the biggest things that we lack is understanding and trying to understand people who are so different from us. And especially in movies, you know, it's hard because you don't want to, at least it seems like there's kind of this little borderline or this little tightrope, if you will, that you walk because you don't want to humanize and make everything so nice and make you feel so bad for the villain that you go, oh, look, because, you know, evil is evil or bad is bad either way. But on the other side, it helps you understand he wasn't just born this evil, mean killer, and you kind of see the backstory and begin to understand.
Yeah, I will still hold to, like, the test of time that two scenes in this movie I think that portray the villain perfectly is the scene where he gets to see his father again.
Yes.
Because whenever it like switches out from him being a kid and him being a grown up.
Yes.
And then the scene at the very end whenever he's looking at the sunset.
Mm.
Those two scenes capture that character perfectly, I think.
Yes. And sandwiched right in the middle is the scene where he rolls in all hot and wants to challenge, because you see the opposite.
Yeah.
You see what he's become, But in those two, and seeing how great that is, so to speak, you know, like, you see how bad he is, and that being able to see how bad he is, or how mean he is, or how mad he is, it only makes those moments better in a way. You appreciate those more, at least for me. Mm-hmm. I went, wow, because I know how big of a punk this guy is. But then you see those scenes, and you see the scene towards the end where he's like, maybe regret, you know, where he's just like, man.
Yeah, he knows he's done for.
Yeah.
And he has nowhere else to go. Yeah. And I think it also leads to one of my favorite and most tragic lines I think I've ever heard in any Marvel movie ever, was the scene where Chitala's talking to him, and he's like, I can let you live. We can save you right now, but I'm going to have to imprison you forever, basically. Mm-hmm. And it leads to him being like, my ancestors had the right idea. Whenever they jumped off the boat, they'd rather die than be chained up for life. Mm-hmm. And I think in that line, it just cements what his character was meant for, and just like everything. And he chooses death.
Absolutely. Very, very powerful line. And obviously, the movie is also here to portray, in a sense, real life feelings for a lot of people. And so, you know, you can't overlook that. I think it's a very powerful statement that's made, and I think we would all be wise to, you know, to listen and understand and enjoy a super awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I give it a 2 out of 10.
200.
No, oh man. Just talking about it again makes me want to watch it again. It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love it. Well.
Yeah, I loved it so much. I drank some grape Kool-Aid and had my friends bury me in the sandbox out back. I was going to the ancestors, you know. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh man.
Well, I guess we're getting near the end of our podcast here, guys. It's been a wonderful time. You have anything to plug? You want to plug anything? Well,
I mean, we had talked earlier about doing that game. I don't know if.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
if that's something we were
quickly got to do this game. I'm gonna
But yes, I do have things I want to plug.
Okay. Okay, we're quickly gonna play this game. I'm going to give Rob 3 movie titles, and each one of them, he has to tell me what the movie is or about.
Because I don't.
He doesn't. So
you know what? I just remembered, side note, one of my other favorite movies, A River Runs Through It. So good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm,
so good.
Mm. All right. Let's.
We're doing 3?
Yeah, we're doing 3. All right. So I'm going to go with, let's see.
And it doesn't count if I've seen it, right?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I probably haven't seen it, but
I gotta go like super like
judging by the title.
Let's go with
this. All started. What was the name of the movie we were talking about?
I was talking about Pacific Rim 2, and he was dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I said, "Isn't that a World War II movie?"
It was like, "No, it's got giant robots in it." okay. Let's go with what my all-time favorite movie of last year was, A Monster Calls.
A Monster Calls. Oh, yeah. No, I was just reading about this. A Monster Calls. It's a horror movie, and it's actually one of those horror movies that shares kind of a deep truth, you know? Because it's about a person who has these horrible encounters with these monsters, but they're not like real monsters. It's like monsters in his head. Oh. And so it's like when a monster calls, because
he doesn't know when he's going to turn into this monster, but he does. It's scary, dude. Man. One of the scariest.
I think he hit the nail right on the head.
How close
there.
Was I?
Well, it's a fantasy movie about a little boy in high school who talks to an imaginary monster.
Oh.
That stars Liam Neeson.
I saw the preview for that. I remember that. Oh yeah. I remember seeing the preview and thinking, that looks cool.
It was one of my favorite movies of all time last year.
I never thought about it.
It was, oh man, so good.
When did I see the preview? I saw one time, it's a couple years ago maybe, whenever Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, mm-hmm. I saw that. Maybe it was a preview for that movie.
Maybe. Hmm. Anyways, next movie.
Okay, 0 for 1.
Next movie, Kubo and the Two Strings.
It sounds like a band. It sounds like a... Well, rockabilly. Hey, y'all, we're Kubo and the Two Strings. I don't even know where to begin. This is like a nonfiction movie, and it's actually kind of a documentary style, like Slumdog Millionaire kind of deal. And it talks about, you know, how Kubo and his family are very poor. And learning to live life that way. But finding the beauty in it. Mm. Yeah. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yeah.
Well, you will cry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you're actually really close. It's actually a stop motion movie about a... about a boy who has to run away from his father, who's the moon god, and he plays the guitar.
Oh, a two string guitar.
Yep,
there it is. There it is. There's a yeah, somewhat close.
Somewhat close. You got the guitar part right.
Yeah, it was a band. He started a band, Kubo and the Two Strings.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, 0 for 2.
0 for 2.
Yeah, hit me with this one.
All right, let me think. All right, let's go with Arrival.
I think I've heard of that one. Is that about aliens?
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Okay, that's all you need to know. let's see.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm trying to get a movie that you haven't heard of. Because that'll make it way easier and funnier.
Probably most of them.
Most of them. Let's see. I hope everybody's enjoying the silence. Moonlight Kingdom. There we go.
Moonlight Kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like very Lord of the Rings-esque. And the issue, the plot is that there's a king and a queen who have this kingdom, and it's a kingdom of darkness. I mean, except for the moonlight, obviously there's light. But basically, it's about this kingdom trying to survive and stay relevant in a world that is becoming more and more light. And, you know, so it's Moonlight Kingdom because moonlight signifies light, but moon, you know, dark night, it's a kingdom. And yeah, I got nothing on this one. This is a lot harder than I thought.
I mean, oh man, I think it's almost perfect. Well, it's about this It's about a boy in a scout troop who runs away.
Come on. Oh, like they're on a camping trip and he runs away and lives in the woods.
Yeah.
In his kingdom.
Yeah.
In the moonlight.
Huh. And it's by our good friend Wes Anderson.
Well, context, context.
Context. Anyways, it was a nice, fun, short game that Rob lost.
Yeah, pretty bad. Next time, I'll Next prepare. Time. I'll watch more movies.
Anyways, got anything to plug?
Man. Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Man, trying to write some new music. And, I mean, always writing. I guess it's more like try to finish some new music.
Same, though.
And, you know, isn't that just kind of how it goes?
Yeah.
Really learning a lot about discipline when it comes to that. I mean, you know, I'm on social media, all that stuff, at the Rob McLean, M-A-C-L-E-A-N. It's a Scottish name. That wasn't a Scottish accent, but I tried. Try that one on the fly. Anyways, yeah, at the Rob McLean. Got music. My debut EP came out last summer. Mm-hmm. And, man, this time last year, actually April 10th, I think it was, no, April 12th maybe, we started our Kickstarter. Mm. We raised $9,000. Did recording, made a bunch of T-shirts, made a bunch of CDs, did all the jazz, you know, all this stuff. And a whole nine yards. And, man, it was awesome. And so much fun getting to make music. And it's been cool over the last, you know, year to see where I was a year ago. You know, to kind of where I am now, which is oddly enough the same place. No, man, so good. So, man, I'd encourage you guys to check that out. Rob McLean, Spotify, Apple Music. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I put stuff up there every once in a while. Just trying to figure out how to do the YouTubes. Trying to figure out how to work it, you know. But, yeah, check it out on there. All my stuff's on my website. Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I'd love to meet you, talk to you. Love to have you out at a show sometime. That'd be real cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for being on my wonderful podcast.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Man, it was real nice to have an actual guest.
It's real nice to have an actual interview. Usually it's just me talking to myself.
Oh.
Same.